You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood. Matthew Lewis, famed for playing Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter series, is set to star in the upcoming UK independent film Touché, alongside Parvinder Shegill and Kelly Page-Reese. Directed by yet-to-be-named candidates, this comedy drama delves into the world of fencing, focusing on themes of diversity and female empowerment. The story follows Deep, played by Shegill, a British South Asian woman finding her identity through fencing, and her interaction with Kate, played by Reese, a reluctant champion, and Tom, played by Lewis, who harbors a dark family secret. Production begins this summer in London. Next up, the beloved film Crazy Rich Asians is being adapted into a TV series for Max, as announced by HBO and Max content chairman KZ Blois. This development follows the film's success in promoting Asian representation in Hollywood, blending cultural elements with rom-com charm. Directed by John M. Chu, the original movie, featuring stars like Gemma Chan and Michelle Yeoh, grossed over $230 million on a $30 million budget. The series joins other upcoming Max projects, including adaptations from The Conjuring and DC Universes, highlighting a promising future for the platform. Next piece of news, Sam Asghari, Britney Spears' ex-husband, will join the cast of The Traitor Season 3, but is prohibited from discussing Spears due to a gag order requested by her. Asghari, who recently finalized his divorce from Spears, must avoid any mention of her during the show, even if complimentary. The Traitor, set in the Scottish Highlands, features 21 contestants, including Asghari, competing for a $250,000 prize while trying to identify hidden traitors among them. Asghari shared positive reflections on his relationship with Spears, emphasizing respect despite their separation. Next piece of news, Netflix has decided not to move forward with the long-awaited live-action reboot of Power Rangers, disappointing fans eagerly anticipating the revival. Despite the setback, the franchisee's owner Hasbro is exploring alternative avenues to continue the series. Jenny Klein, previously announced as the showrunner for the Netflix series, was set to collaborate with Jonathan Entwistle, overseeing both film and TV projects for the franchisee. While the future of Power Rangers remains uncertain, fans can still enjoy existing series on Netflix, such as Power Rangers Cosmic Fury, which marked the franchisee's 30th season. Next piece of news, the highly anticipated second season of the Frasier reboot promises to be a treat for fans, blending beloved original characters with exciting newcomers. Stars Dan Butler and Edward Hibbert will make guest appearances, joining Kelsey Grammer's iconic portrayal of the titular psychiatrist, alongside returning favorites like Perry Gilpin as Rose Doyle and Greer Grammer as Rose's daughter Alice. Patricia Heaton will guest star as bartender Holly, adding new dynamics to the series. With a star-studded lineup and promises of exploring new challenges and relationships, Frasier Season 2 on Paramount Plus is shaping up to be a must-watch. Next up, renowned actor Paul Giamatti is set to portray the primary antagonist in Paramount Plus's highly anticipated series, Star Trek Starfleet Academy. Taking place in the aftermath of the burn in the 32nd century, Giamatti's character, shrouded in secrecy, will pose a threat to the Academy's fresh recruits. Showrunners Alex Kurtzman and Noga Landau expressed their enthusiasm for Giamatti's involvement, emphasizing his profound appreciation for the Star Trek franchise. This casting announcement follows Holly Hunter's recent reveal as the Chancellor of the Academy. Production is slated to commence this summer in Toronto. Last piece of news, Shuti Gadwa, known for his captivating portrayal of the Doctor in recent seasons of Doctor Who, is said to have his adventures immortalized in a series of Target novels. Teaming up with companion Ruby Sunday, portrayed by Millie Gibson, Gatwa's Doctor will embark on thrilling escapades to be adapted into novels and audio versions. Despite facing backlash for his casting, Gatwa's performance has been lauded for its emotional depth and energy. Scheduled for release in August 2024, these novels promise to bring fans closer to the action-packed world of Doctor Who. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.